This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring the remaining 101 hostages home. Venezuelan intelligence agents gathered outside the Argentine ambassador's house on Saturday, where six opposition figures are sheltered. Venezuela revoked Brazil's authority to represent Argentine interests, claiming the embassy was used to plan assassination attacks against President Maduro and Vice President Rodriguez. The decision took effect, quote-unquote, immediately. Both Brazil and Argentina called on Maduro to honor the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. Polls have closed in Algeria. Results have not been announced, but it is expected the military-backed president, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, is to secure another five-year term. He faces a moderate Islamist and a secular opposition candidate, but neither strongly challenges the military's influence. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The United States and Ecuador circulated a draft resolution asking the United Nations to begin planning for a UN peacekeeping operation to replace the Kenya-led mission now in the Caribbean nation helping police to quell gang violence. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The proposed Security Council resolution obtained Friday by the Associated Press says UN peacekeepers are needed in order to sustain the gains made by the UN-backed multinational mission, which has seen almost 400 Kenyan police deploy since June to help the Haitian National Police. The circulation of the short resolution to all 15 council members follows U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Haiti. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to travel to the United Kingdom on Monday, the State Department said, a week after Britain suspended some arms export licenses with Israel over equipment that could be used in the war in Gaza. In the trip slated to go through Tuesday, Blinken will be, quote, reaffirming our special relationship, unquote, Matthew Miller, a State Department spokesperson, said on Saturday. Donald Trump held a rally in Wisconsin Saturday and says he's ready for the presidential debate against Vice President Kamala Harris. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a Wisconsin rally Saturday, Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Trump's rally briefly interrupted when an attendee fainted. Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
During a stop at Penzi's Spices in Pittsburgh's Strip District, Vice President Kamala Harris says she appreciates former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney, the former Wyoming congresswoman, saying they will vote for her in November.
People are exhausted about the division and the attempts to kind of divide us as Americans. And them stepping up to make this public statement, I think, is courageous, but also for people like the folks I was just talking with, it really reinforces for them that we love our country and we have more in common than what separates us.
The debate is on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia. Bolivia declared a national emergency due to raging forest fires, the country's defense ministry announced on Saturday. In a press conference, Defense Minister Edmundo Novillo said the national emergency would allow the country to quickly coordinate international support. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.